CD 1 track 39. Susan Hill is an education consultant, and we've invited her here to talk about vocational training. Susan, I know some people are against this kind of training. What are their reasons?
Well, first of all, some people are very old-fashioned. They think that school should be about learning academic subjects. It's all about facts and theories.
I see.
Secondly, those who are against it say that the skills students learn become outdated very quickly. We live in an ever-changing world, and by the time these people get jobs, they need new skills.
So students are learning things that they can't use in their jobs?
Exactly. Another argument against it is that it's hard for a student to decide at the age of 15 what career he or she wants to follow. So it's too young to specialise in something.
I understand. There's another argument against it that's particularly relevant to Ukraine, isn't there?
Yes. Here in Ukraine, the last big argument against vocational training is to do with local industries. Schools would sometimes prefer to train students in the kinds of jobs available in their region. But these jobs are limited. Students may want to move to another area.
And you don't agree with these points, do you?
No. I am very much in favour of vocational training. Firstly, it seems obvious to me that not everyone is academically gifted, but they do have practical skills that could and should be developed.
You think we should train them for specific jobs?
Yes, and that's my second point. They need to be equipped for the world of work. That's the reason we have an education, isn't it?
Well, it's an important consideration, yes.
Thirdly, we need people to do essential jobs. We can't have a world full of lawyers and doctors. Where are the nurses going to come from? Who is going to run our factories and drive our trains?
Well, that's a lot to think about, Susan. We'll leave it there for the moment and we'll come back.